It's time for Fighting Corona, the view from the front line. And today we've got Nurse Nomonde Maluka from Kiad Private Hospital. Nomonde, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. Now, take me through the process. You know, if a patient is suspected of having been infected with COVID-19, like what happens? Just take me through the whole process from the beginning.
Okay. Normally what happens on a daily basis, patients get screened from the outside, meaning in a screening, we do a screening questionnaire, and then the patient is taken temperature. Then all patients that come into our hospital will then go to a triage. We triage them, and then if that patient meets all the criteria of a patient that might have corona, we send them to an isolation room, there where the doctor will do the proper investigations that are needed. And then we're going to send the patient. If the patient needs to be admitted, there's a ward designated for such. And then the ones that are discharged, then we'll tell them to go home for self-quarantine for the time period until the results are back.
Nomonde, tell me, when someone is in an isolation room, how do you get in contact with that person, like, you know, giving medication and all the stuff? Is there anything that special that you were in order to get in contact with them?
Yes. We on an isolation room, so there's one nurse per patient, and then we wear your personal protective equipment. So each nurse will have their own personal protective equipment for that certain patient. So it's you go in, you wear your from your head caps to your booties, your gloves, your suits, your goggles, and your mask. Then when you come out of that room, you remove everything. And a nurse that is working with an isolation doesn't work with other patients. So that nurse will be nursing that patient for the whole shift.
All right. So is it more challenging to work, you know, in an isolation than working in a normal ward?
Yes. Working in a normal ward, it's you nursing your normal illnesses that you're used to. But when you're nursing in isolation, it's something that you are scared you're going to get infected with, or you're going to infect the people that you, your family members at home. So it gets very difficult for us, especially emotionally and spiritually. But when physically, it's okay because we know how to protect ourselves. But remember, we are also human beings, and we get scared of being affected with the illnesses at some point in time.
That was Fighting Corona, the view from the front line with Nurse Nomonde Maluka from Kiad Private Hospital. Stay tuned for more episodes right here on Rise FM.